podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 200th episode of High School Hoops. I'm so excited that you've stuck around and listened to us. I'm going to keep this as a relatively short one today, but we are always looking for ideas, for things that you want to talk about. I know with one of, you know, I'm always talking about skill development and things like that. I know that it's the end of June right now, and our team and our players are getting ready for July, the big push in summer AAU and all the things that kind of come with that. So it will really be about skill development for us and our program in July, and then August. And like I've said multiple times, August is always kind of that time for rest and family and kind of getting ready for some of them that play football and those kind of things to kind of take a deep breath and to reevaluate and let their bodies rest a little bit. But I'm going to keep this really short today, because if you have followed us and you know anything, ttroops.com is closing for new members for a while. We just got a lot of things on our plate, a lot of cool things kind of coming up. And us at T-Troops has got to kind of put a pause on and make sure that we're able to help all the people that are our members right now. And if you're listening to this, it is Wednesday, and today is the day it's closing. I'm going to put down below, if you're listening to this, teachhoops.com/HSH for High School Hoops 200. I'm going to put a little discount in there. I'll probably leave it up for a day or two. Sometime today, teachhoops.com will close for new members. There'll be a waiting list for when people leave, if you want to get that back in. But I'm going to do that. I just put a little special, I like to call these golden nuggets, kind of in there. If you're a High School Hoops member and you haven't gone over and checked out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, which is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches, everything you need to become a better basketball coach, kind of in one spot. So if you're thinking of joining, I would do it in the next 24 hours while this link is still live. But it's a little bit of everything. It's what I would have wanted as a high school coach. You know, we always talk about, as coaches, you know, meeting our players where they're at. Hopefully, as in T-Troops, I'm able to meet you as a coach. I know before I went on a little mini vacation to Columbus, I did, I can't even remember, 4 or 5 calls with T-Troops members, and just kind of talked them through some of the obstacles and things that they were going through. And that's what we do over at T-Troops. We have practice plans, we have PDFs, we have handouts, we have playbooks, we have video, we have mentoring, we have a community, we have a little bit of everything. Because again, is it one specific play, is it one specific thing that's going to let you win that championship and get one of those rings? Probably not, but it's going to be a combination of all those things. And we always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft I'm going to challenge you to go work on your craft right now. So go over and check it out. And next week we'll be back. Episode 201. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. I just thought 200th episode. I wasn't even sure High School Hoops was going to get to 200 episodes, but I wanted to just give a little bit of a shout out to that and let all of you know that teachhoops.com is going to be closing for new members. So go over and check it out and have a great Wednesday, everybody. Bye-bye. And I think one of the great things about Hoopsalytics is they allow you to kind of look at lineups, look at pluses and minuses, you know, player lineups, combinations, production, unproduction, all those kind of things. It is, I mean, literally I could spend a whole podcast just talking about the front page. But anyway, go over and check it out, hoopsalytics.com/teach. And they'll give you a huge discount over there, 25%, if I remember right the last time I looked. And they'll take really good care of you. So, all right, so go over and check that out. So I was on number 9 wanting to share the game. I was talking about that's one of the reasons I started Teach Hoops. It's one of the reasons I don't fish as much as I used to, and I'm in my studio doing podcasts. I want to share the game. I want to make you think about things. And that's, you know, why I started Teach Hoops, why I do my YouTube channel, you know, why I do all these podcasts. I want to share the game. All right. And then number 10 is have great habits. You know, how are you planning? How are you practice planning? How are you planning for the season? How, you know, habits build you. And one of my bad habits is my office. It's really kind of a mess right now. But I think habits have allowed me over the last 25 years to build the program that I wanted, you know, about waking up early, about how we run our, how we, our expectations, all of those things. I think all of them are super important, and they'll make you a better basketball coach on a regular basis. All right, so let's go through these again. Number one, get up early. Number two, read continuously. Number three, always be learning, and that's where Hoopsalytics kind of comes in. Hoopsalytics.com/teach. That's where that comes in, because it will, you break the film down, you can get specific tags, all that stuff. It's great. It's very affordable. You know, it's not like the tens of thousands or thousands of dollars. Very affordable. They give you a free game too. So always be learning. Number four is exercise regularly. Probably a C for me on that one. Number five, have meaningful relationships. Number six, express gratitude. Number seven, love the game. Number eight, give credit to other people. Number nine, share the game. And number 10, have great habits. I hope all of these were helpful to you. Let me know in the comments down below, or send me an email, and let me know, steve@teachhoops.com. Let me know what you think. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Sports Social Podcast Network.